You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle, no matter where you're at, no matter what it looks like. It's about time for your miracle. Why? Because God has it just for you. We want to thank God for another opportunity. We want to thank God for another time to come into your home, into your cars, by the way, of the radio stations. Amen. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. We are so grateful that you're tuning in today, because guess what? God wants to do it for you. Only if you can believe, only if you can just say it, know it, and claim it, God wants to do it for you. No matter what it looks like, again, no matter what it feels like, God wants to do it for you. Just have faith in God. Just believe that he can and he will do exactly what you ask him to do. Praise ye the Lord. Listen, I need you to tag those of you that are watching by Cypress audience. I need you to tag and share. I need you to invite somebody on this Cypress audience radio broadcast today. I need you, those that are listening by the radio, I need you to call someone and tell them, pick up your phone, pick up these phone lines. I mean, pick up the your radio dial and dial this. Put this on your radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and stations that you heard earlier. If you can tune in with us, because why? It's about time for your miracle. We want to thank God once again for you, those of you that's coming on and will be coming on and viewing this telecast later on and listening to this later on. We want to thank God for you. I want you to know this, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, God will do it. If you believe, God will do it if you have enough faith to say it and believe it. Now, we thank God for you. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace this morning. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you, God, that you have allowed us to wake up this morning, closing our right mind with the activity of our limbs, Father. We thank you, oh God, some already at work, God. Some, God, have perhaps to have the day off, taking care of business today, oh God. We thank you, God, how you allow us to put on the whole armor this morning. And God, we are prepared for today, Father. We thank you now, God. We thank you for those that are going through bereavement hour. We pray for them, God, that you would see them through. We pray for the sick and incarcerated, Father. We pray for them right now, Father, that you would see them through right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to heal, set free, and deliver right now. God, some have court cases today. Work it out, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, give them favor, God. Oh, God, some may be guilty and some may not be guilty. But, God, we thank you that you're the judge, God. You're the lawyer, God. You're going to overturn things and turn things around in the name of Jesus. And you're going to have mercy on those that need mercy, Father. And we thank you today, Lord. We thank you today. Let the sick say I'm healed, and let the oppressed say I've been set free. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Listen, we thank God for you once again tuning into the radio broadcast today from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. Where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. We thank you for tuning in to it. Amen. We do honor Lady Watkins. Amen. God bless you, our church mother. Amen. Mother Brown, and to all our evangelists, to all our prophetess, Prophetess Retha, Prophetess Gathers, to all our evangelists there that make up this congregation and the saints of God. Amen. That is there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Listen, I want you to get ready. Get ready. Get ready. All next week, come on, that's the 9th, start Monday night, going all the way through to the 13th, Friday. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this apostolic prophetic We call clarion, we call revival. Fire, ignite my fire. You don't want to miss it. Where it's going to be at, Apostle? I know you want me to hurry up and give the address, and I'm going to do it. Amen. But you don't want to miss this. Make plans. Push back everything. Stop everything you're doing for this week. Make plans to be there. Make plans to beat me there. Beat us there. Hallelujah. We're coming in. Father, we're coming in, and we're coming in. And where we're coming into Melbourne. We're coming into Melbourne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're coming into Melbourne. Praise God. It's going to be something. Amen. Hallelujah. Right there at 1500 Florida Avenue. Praise God. Hallelujah. Miracle, Deliverance, Healing, Revival Center with Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. You don't want to miss this. We're going to be there. Palm Bay, we're going to be in that area. Again, go across the street. You're in Melbourne. Come back across the street. You're in Palm Bay. I'm telling you, it's going to be something this week. Starting Monday night, it's going to, the Holy Ghost shall be there. It shall rain, hallelujah, like fire. Praise God. Hey, things are going to happen. Hey, things are going to happen. People are going to get healed. People are going to get delivered and set free. They're going to be soul saving. Amen. I'm talking about soul saving. People are going to come. They're going to get what they need. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this revival this week, starting Monday night, 8 o'clock. Amen. Things are going to turn around for you. Tuesday night, well, God, things are going to break out. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Wednesday night. Come on. God has something just for you. Praise our God. Thursday night. It can't be denied. Come on. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss it. Friday night. It shall be an explosion in the Holy Ghost. You don't want to miss this. Ah, God. Those of you that's tuning in and just have picked up your Cypress audience and turn us on. Those of you just have turned to the dial on the radio 1510. Hallelujah. On your AM dial. I want to go back over this again. Starting Monday night, the 9th, all the way through the 13th. Hallelujah. We will be there in Melbourne. We will be there in the Palm Bay area with Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood at Miracle Healing Revival Center, Deliverance Center. You don't want to miss this. 1500 Florida Avenue. I'm telling you, come over, come cross, come cross, come cross. Bad cop, come cross, come over. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You don't want to miss this revival. I'm telling you, God has something for you every night. Those of you that can be with us, those of you that will be with us, those of you that are in walking distance, running distance, bicycle distance, come on, hallelujah, skate distance, however, come on, catch your Uber, catch your friend. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this revival. God has something for you this week in this revival. It's soul stirring. It's going to be soul stirring. I'm talking about soul stirring. It's not old church. It's the original church, prophetic, apostolic revival, where people are going to be healed. People are going to be set free. You come in bound, God will set them free. You come in sick, you'll be healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You walk by sick. You want to walk by. You're going to come in and get delivered. Hallelujah. You're going to walk out delivered. Come on and be with us. We're looking for you. Tell somebody. Bring somebody. Meet me there at where? 1500 Florida Avenue. 1500 Florida Avenue. You don't want to miss this. Again, starting Monday night, 8 o'clock, we look to see you there. We look to see you in the place. Amen. Listen, and we want to send out our condolence. Amen. Unto the bereaved families. We want to pray for those that are going through. We want to pray for the Pentecostal Apostolic Church of Jesus. Amen. The church family. Praise God. Amen. President Kimbrell, Charlie Kimbrell, we are praying for you and the church family. We are praying that God will see you all through. Amen. Hallelujah. What a great celebration on last night when we gathered there at the church where Pastor Barbara Kimbrell was the pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. And we celebrated a life well lived on last night at the wake. We had church. Amen. We had church. We had church. Praise God. We had church. And I'm telling you, today, amen, hallelujah, will be continuing the celebration of Pastor Barbara Kimbrell, amen, at 1 o'clock at Zion Orthodox right here in Cocoa. So we are looking to see you there, and we're going to finish celebrating and giving honor to what God has allowed to happen. Amen. Hallelujah. A pioneer, another soldier, is going home. Again, we send out our condolence, amen, to this family and to the church family. Amen. To the Kimbrough family. Amen. We are praying for you. We thank God for you. Also, we want to send out our condolence to Mother Frederick and her family, Sister Lola and her family, by her brother. Amen. We're praying that God will strengthen his family up. Amen. Homegoing service for him will be on Saturday. Amen. At Bethlehem, right there in the city of Titusville. Amen. 11 o'clock will be the homegoing service for Dennis Frederick. We're praying that God cover them in the blood. Amen. And everybody that you know, that I don't know, we're praying for you also. God bless you, Pastor Scott and Co-Pastor Scott. Good to see you coming in. Thank God for you and your church family. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know God is going to meet every need. I want you to know God is going to bring you out. God is going to bring you through. Hold fast to your confession. Hold fast to your confession. Don't let the enemy make you feel that because you're going through that God don't hear you. This is what he said in his word. He hears us. He hears us. Remember when Jesus went to the grave where Lazarus was. He looked up, praise God. He looked up, praise God, to the heavens. And he said, Father, I thank thee that thou hearest me when I pray. Praise our God. And he said, now, I know you can do it. But guess what? Because of those that standing around, the doubters, those that are doubting, they do it because on their sake. Not my sake, because I know, we know, what do we know? All things work together for the good of them that what love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And it's working together for our good, but God is going to get the glory. God is going to be magnified out of this. Come on, somebody hear me. God is going to be magnified out of what you're going through with. You just got to know this and keep the faith. Know this and don't let the enemy make you change your confession about what God has said. He's still a healer. He's still a deliverer. So what? We prayed and things didn't happen the way we thought they should happen. But guess what? He heard us when we prayed and he turned it around. Good morning, Evangelist Michelle. He turned it around. He turned it around. Good morning, Sister Arlene. He turned it around. You got to hold fast to your confession. Because it's time for your miracle. No matter what's going on, no matter what it looks like, it's time for your miracle. God bless you. I'm telling you, it's time for your miracle. Good morning, Pastor Diana Hayes. Good, it's good to see you when the saints get together. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, Minister Darius Hayes. Praise our God. I'm telling you, God is who he say he is, and he's going to do what he say he's going to do. But you got to believe God. You got to believe God. You can't allow the enemy to tell you anything else. You can't allow the enemy to speak fear and doubt in your ears. Come on. Because why? We walking by faith and not by sight. Come on. We're walking in the word of God. We are speaking the word of God. And there is nothing powerful. There is nothing bigger than God. In the word, amen. There's life in the word. Come on, when you speak the word of God, hallelujah to God. When you speak the word of God, there's things happening. When you speak the word of God, there's things happening. When you walk the word of God, there's things happening. When you live the word of God, there's things turning around. When you use the word, come on, you can use something else and try to use it and nothing else happening, nothing else breaking out. But when you speak the word of God, I'm reminded what the centurion man said. He said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof, but all I want you to do, somebody need to say something out here to me. All I need you to do is do what? Speak the word. Speak the word. Come on. Call those things which be not as though they were. Come on. Walk in it. Come on. talk in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you begin to walk in this kind of power and this kind of authority in the word of God, the enemy has to do what? He has no other choice but to take heed to what you're saying in the atmosphere of the storm and the situation in your life. You have the authority in your mouth. You have the power in your mouth. Come on here to bring yourself out of. Come on here. Just like our bodies have the power and the authority to heal itself. Oh my God. To heal itself. Praise God. We don't got to attack and we don't got attached to medicine and stuff, but we have the power and the authority in our bodies for our bodies to do what? Heal itself from the what? The inside to the outside. Oh, that was good right there. From the inside to the outside. This word got to be in you so the outside can get healed. Uh-oh. My God. Oh, Co-Pastor Scott. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Pastor Scott. Hallelujah. Frank and Scott. I'm telling you, we got the power. I feel this thing. You got the authority. You got the rhema. You got the logos. You got the power of the word in you. Hallelujah. You got that apostolic. I'm not talking about church doctrine. You got the apostolic power in you. Oh, my God. To turn things around when you speak it into the atmosphere of that circumstance, of that situation. We are an overcomer. Hallelujah. We will come out. Come on. We are healed. Come on. By his stripes, we are healed. The enemy try to bring things on you. The enemy try to make you doubt God. But because of who you are, come on, because of what's on the inside of you, praise our God. Jesus said, I give you power. Come on. I give you power. This is why it's very important that the believers have the Holy Ghost. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost. Come on. Come on here, Bishop Jenkins. That's right. After the Holy Ghost, what? It's come upon you. Praise our God. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, the Holy Ghost bring power. Come on. The Holy Ghost bring power. Come on, somebody. I wish I had somebody say something out here. The Holy Ghost bring power. Come on, you need the Holy Ghost so that you be able to do what? To walk in the God-given right of the authority and the power of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God will turn things around. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Don't let the enemy tell you that it's not going to happen. Don't let the enemy come on here. Hallelujah. Tell you that, oh my God, hallelujah, that God is not going to do it. Hallelujah. And he's going to do it. Why? Because his word says it. His word says it. His word says it. And we believe it. We believe what his word says. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to stay in the face of God. No matter what's going on, we got to stay in the face of God. No matter what it looks like, we got to continue to speak this word. Come on. Y'all can say something out here, evangelists. Y'all can say something out here. Man of God, woman of God. Come on. It's going to work. The word will work. Somebody can say something. It's going to work. Somebody bear witness with the word. Come on. That's when you hear the word and you got to bear witness with it, not bear witness with the circumstance or the situation that's trying to overtake you. Come on. We bear witness with it too much. Excuse me. We're aligning the whole fast to us. But I tell you what, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. And we shall what? Come forth. We shall what? Come through. We shall what? Come out. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know it's no more longer when you got the word in you will you walk defeated. No more longer when you got this word in you will you look defeated. No more longer when you got the word in you will circumstances and situations will overtake you. Come on. It's not greater. Come on. It's not greater. The circumstance is not greater than what's in you. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. It's not bigger than what's in you. Come on. As believers. Come on. As believers. Come on. As believers. Come on. As believers of God. Hallelujah. It will not overtake you. It will not overtake you. Come on. That's right. Minister Tim Dimbaugh. We look to see you next week. Oh my God. Next week again in this revival. 1500 Florida Avenue. This thing's going to be going on like this. Praise our God. Things are going to turn around. Things are going to break out. Hallelujah for you. When you do what? Walk in the word. When you do what? Talk in the word. When you do what? Hallelujah. Live after the word. Come on. Live through the word. How much? Somebody need to type in there and say, I'm going to live through this word. I'm going to live. This thing is not going to overthrow me. It's not going to take me out. Come on. It's not going to make me look crazy. It's not going to make me feel down. It's not going to make me feel like I'm lost, because I'm more than a conqueror through him that believe who? Jesus Christ. I believe in his word. We believe in his word, and we shall do what? Overcome. And we shall do what? Subdue. And we shall do what? Hallelujah. I am who God says I am. Why? Because his word is in us. His word is in us. And in any dark situation, in any hard place in your life right now, you got to become and allow this word to come out of you. Come on. Hallelujah. That's why David said, thy word I did what? Hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Praise God. You don't have to go out and be doing big sins to sin against God. You sin against God when you don't use his word. Come on. Hallelujah. When we don't take him at his word. Praise God. It makes the word of God none effect when you have fear, doubt, and unbelief. It makes the word of God none effect when you do not apply his word. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you can't get to the situation in somebody's life, but you can speak the word again like the centurion man did. He said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. I'm not worthy. Come on. But all I need you to do is speak the word. You got to get somewhere where the word is being spoken. You got to get somewhere and get into the place when the word is being spoke and over your life and over the situation. Things have to change. It has to turn around. It has no other choice. Change have to break. Come on here. Yokes. Yokes. Burden yokes have to be destroyed and lifted off you when you hear an apostolic. Come on, I'm talking about an apostolic word, prophetic word. I'm not talking about the water now. I'm not talking about that because we get caught up in that stuff so much. I'm talking about when you hear an apostolic right now, prophetic word over your life to bring you out. Come on, hallelujah. Denomination ain't going to bring you out. Oh, somebody ain't going to like it. Denomination ain't going to bring you out. Come on. Hallelujah. We got a lot of denominations, and I'm not knocking people what they believe. You got a lot of denominations, but is the word working in there? Is the word working through that in you? Come on. Hallelujah. We know our church creed better than we stand on the word of God. We know what our church say. We know what our church say, but do you know what the word is actually saying? Come on. We got power. We got power, saints of God. You got power. Come on, somebody. You got power in you. You got the dunamis in you. You got the word in you. Come on. Hallelujah to God. We got to begin to walk in this word. We got to begin to say what the word say about it. Stop crying. Stop crying. We got to stop looking crazy. Like we don't understand what the word is really saying when we are going through things. We got to stop looking confused as believers. Like we don't understand what the word is saying. Praise our God. We read it, but do we believe it? Come on. We read it, but do we believe it? And we operate in what we believe. Come on, somebody. Oh, God bless you, Pastor Mark Cleveland. I'm telling you, do we believe what we're reading? Come on. Do we believe what we're actually saying? Come on. Hallelujah. We are walking epistles in the earth realm. You are walking epistle in the earth realm. Why? Because it's word that's in you. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, you say, Apostle, I'm going through and I can't see my way out. But when you begin to speak this word, when you begin to say and decree and declare what the word says, I'm telling you, you'll come out every time. You'll come through every time. We have no excuse because the word is like a two-edged sword going in, cutting to the joint in the marrow, the joint in the marrow in the center of the bone. This word, hallelujah, is life. Come on. Hallelujah to God. I'm just going to go through some things here today. Praise God. Remember Elisha and Elisha? Come on. Hallelujah. Remember how it happened? Remember, hallelujah, the power and the authority that they had in them. Glory to God. And upon them. Remember, hallelujah, when they dropped the dead man over, hallelujah, in the bones of the sepulcher of, oh my God. They dropped the dead man in there on a dead man bones, but the bones still had life. The bones still have that word. You got the word in you. Come on, let's get this word and let's begin to walk in this word. Let's begin to talk in it. I pray that this is blessing somebody out there this morning. Your word, the word of God, oversees all things. It's subdue over all things when you put it out there. There is no situation. This goes for everybody under the sound of my voice or watching on Cypress Audience. There's no situation that you're in that the word of God can't bring you out of. And that goes for the sinner man. The word of God will save you, bring you out, deliver you, and set you free, and it'll work for you. The word never work against you. Your only thing how the word work against you is because you allow yourself to work against the word. The word would never work against you. Jesus said in this word, I come that you may have life and will have it more abundantly. Come on, more abundantly. Come on. Oh my God. And we know what abundant is. More abundant. He said, I come. He didn't say trouble come. He didn't say situations come to overtake you. He said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Come on. And then, again, let's run through some things. We got scriptures down. We don't wrote notes. Come on, y'all. Come on, body of Christ. We don't wrote notes from years and years. We don't heard sermons from years from years. I need a word. Go back and regurgitate on what you have heard. Go back and regurgitate on what you have written down. Your notes, come on here. From that year to this year, come on. I'm telling you, when you operate in what you got, you don't need nothing else. Operate in what you got, the word. Operate in what you have already heard. David, you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Come on. You got to operate in what you already heard. We got to operate in what we already know. I need a word. I need a new word from God. Well, you're not believing the word that you got before. So you got stuff piled on top of power. You got all this stuff piled on top of the word, and the word is great and powerful than all this other situation that's on top of it. Allow the word to bring you out. Allow the word to fix you up. Allow the word to, you can't clean yourself up. You can't turn things around. Allow the word to do it. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. This word, what I'm talking about today, is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. Come on. Hallelujah. Walk in the word. Talk in the word. Live the word. Come on. Be the word. Come on. We are the word. Come on. Anybody else going to see nothing else? Nobody else going to see Jesus. But the only way they're going to see Jesus is through us as believers. Come on. Those that are walking in this word, those that are, oh my God, the original church. And I say the original church. I don't say the old church, because anything old, you get rid of it. But you can't get rid of the Holy Ghost. You can't get rid of the Holy Ghost. You got to have the Holy Ghost. The original church used to say, hold on. And they still say, hold on to the horns of the altar. Hold on to the horns of the altar. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mother Cameron used to say, your grandmother, Pastor Mark Cleve, she used to say, he that will come shall come. Come on, somebody. And that's the word. Hallelujah. And say, hold fast. You got to hold fast. We got to hold fast to this word. We got to hold fast to this word, Stacy. We got to hold fast to the word of God. We can't hold fast to nothing else. Everything else is going down but the word of God. Come on. Hallelujah to God. It's going down, but we must hold fast to the word of God. We must hold fast to the promises of God. We must hold fast to what God has already said he's going to do for us. Come on, somebody. Praise ye the Lord. He's still a good God. He's still a healer. He can and he will. Hallelujah. I know he will. I know he will. In the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the word. Come on. In the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And the word was with God. And without him, there was nothing made. In the beginning was the word. I'm going back to it. In the beginning was the word. Come on. That's all we got, people of God. We don't have nothing else. Come on. We have nothing else. You don't even have the trouble that you're in if you use the word of God. In the beginning was the Word. We got to go back. Come on. Regurgitate on the word that we done heard, the word that we done put into our soul. We got to go back and bring it up so that we may be able to walk in the newness and the freedom of his word. Come on. Come on. Come on, believers. Come on.